Good day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I've been sitting at my computer watching the birds feeding in the rain. I rather wish it would snow. Oh, wait a minute, what am I saying? But you know, we really do need snow in Muskoka, both for our economy and for our gardens. Every fall I leave plant stems sticking up to catch extra snow in the flower beds to help cover the tender roots from the frigid temperature. With a bit of extra snow, the plants have a better chance. However, you must admit that the snow is very beautiful. Snow is nature's insulation. Imagine your garden tucked into a warm winter coat. Without snow, soil temperatures would swing wildly. Freeze hard at night, thaw in the sun, freeze again, and those repeated shocks can damage roots, crack soil, and even kill tender perennials. Snow prevents that chaos. It traps tiny pockets of air, which act like insulation in the walls of a house. And under a deep layer of snow, the soil often stays just above freezing, instead of plunging into the destructive extremes. Your plants rest safely, like passengers in a well-heated train car, traveling through a frozen landscape. Snow is also a savings account for water. When spring arrives, that frozen reservoir melts slowly, usually, soaking into the ground. Instead of running off in a rush, it seeps down into the recharged soil. This deep moisture supports root growth, strengthens the plants, and prepares the gardens for growing season ahead. In fact, many of our healthiest spring gardens owe their success to snow that fell months earlier. And while it's doing that, it also washes the salt down from the roads and that type of thing that we have. Snow protects more than plants. It also protects your property. Acts as a field against the frost heave, which causes potholes, of course, in our uncovered roads. Without that insulating layer, frost can push against foundations, crack sidewalks, disturb fence posts. And snow reduces those violent movements by keeping ground temperature more stable. It also protects lawns from the winter bird, where cold winds strip moisture from exposed grass. There's another quiet benefit, too. Snow reflects sunlight, as we've noticed any time you go out ice fishing. That brightness helps prevent the ground from warming too quickly during the brief winter thaws, which could trick plants into waking up too early. Snow encourages patience. It keeps nature's clock running on time. Now, scientists at the Environment and Climate Control Canada have long noted that consistent snow cover improves soil health and supports a stronger ecosystem. Snow is not just a decoration. It's infrastructure. It's protection. It's preparation. So the next time snow falls, it helps to see it differently. Each flake is like a tiny promise, a promise of healthier soil, stronger plants, protected property, and a better garden waiting beneath our white winter quilt. Now, snow does something else remarkable as well. It feeds that invisible world beneath our feet. They call it the Pukak layer. And under that blanket of snow, soil is still alive. There's billions of organisms and microorganisms, fungi, earthworms, existing in a slow winter rhythm. And snow keeps the soil from freezing solid, allowing these tiny workers to survive. They break down organic matter, enrich nutrients, and prepare the soil for spring planting. Without snow, many of these beneficial organisms would perish, and the soil would wake up poorer and weaker. There's also a matter of moisture in the air. Winter winds can be incredibly drying. Evergreen trees continue to lose moisture through their needles all winter long. But with snow resting on branches and covering the ground, helps preserve some of the humidity and reduces moisture loss. It's like placing a lid on a pot, slowing evaporation, and keeping what is precious inside. And snow tells us something important about timing. That slow, snowy winter often leads to steady, manageable spring melt, which means less flooding, less erosion, and better absorption into the snow. Snow teaches patience. It stores water and releases it when the earth is ready. There is beauty in that quiet preparation. What looks like stillness is actually protection. What feels like delay is actually planning. So when snow falls across Muskoka and settles over our gardens, it's not stopping the growing season. It is safeguarding it. It is holding our gardens in trust. Winter is not the opposite of growth. Winter is where the growth begins. Just try to think of that when you're out shoveling your driveway next time. And besides, spring isn't very far away now. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day.